There we go. Guess everything is delayed. Okay.
Where are we holding?
Simon Mem Hay,
Going to
Sif Tess.
Sample, how great was that?
Okay, Im Mavarich Eina Reitz Lishtos. Right, so the dinim of Zimun. Im Mavarich Eina Reitz Lishtos. So let's say we were talking about somebody who's making the bracha on the mezuzah, and he is not going to what do you call it? He's drinking wine. That's really you're supposed to do. You're really supposed to have wine. But let's say he doesn't want to drink. Some say he can give it to one of the other people. That he can make bar priya gofen, and he can drink a shir revius. Some say don't do this. Dafka, somebody who's making the bracha on the zimun bakes on the kais, and that is the proper thing to do. Right? Yeah, meaning that's a lechatchila. The person making the brachas hamazon should be the one to drink the wine. Sometimes you have it even by kiddush if the man is not feeling well. Or I have Havdalah, he's not feeling well, so can somebody else drink it and all that? Yud, Shnayim Sha'achlu B'yachad. Two people eating together. Mitzvah lehem levakeh shlishi she'etz taref imam lezimun. It's a very interesting lashon. Two people are eating together. It's actually a mitzvah for them to be mitztaref a third person for the zimun.
This
I
is
mean,
so the guy has to eat with them.
he's got to sit down and eat epis. He doesn't have to wash.
He doesn't have to start the meal with them. They just at some point they realize they're only two people, so they ask him to join.
Correct, correct. And then he said, "Look at that next line." And even if the third guy comes after the two people finished eating, if they brought like a dessert or something like that, they ate together. It's a mitzvah to combine it for the zimun. And then he'll combine with them. There are those that say that you dafka need pass. And there are those that say that it's enough even with other mine dagon. We don't. I mean, that's the. We say. I mean, we paskin like the second way. Some say just vegetables or fruit. Some say mitzdarif. Even if he just drinks something, even as long as it's not water, he combines. And that is the minig, is that even if he just drinks, it's okay. Even if he didn't eat and he just drank, so how could you say Baruch she'achalnu? He didn't eat, right? Because drinking is included in eating. And after they make a bracha of zonas, then he makes a bracha achrayna what he eats or he drinks. And if the third person comes after he washes his hands in mayim, then he doesn't combine with them. Fine. Yud Aleph. Three people eating together. Since they're chayiv and zimun, they are not chayiv to, not chayiv, they're not allowed, I'm sorry. They're not allowed to separate. Same thing with five and six. Even one is not allowed to make a bracha. Meaning, you'd think five at six, so let one of them bench and leave because there's still a mezuman. No, because he has a chiyuv. They're all chayiv and zimun. But if there's six or more until 10, then they could separate Yishar Zimun L'chol Chaburah, that there should be a Zimun left over the whole Chaburah. Yud Beizim Heim Asara and Eschayu L'Varach B'Shem. If they're 10, then they have to say with Hashem's name. The Hainashim Mavarach Aimer. Okay, before we go back there, I'm sorry, I should have said it before. You know what? It's going to come up again later, so we'll wait for later. I'm sorry, I just did that. Yud Beis, Imheim Hasara, if there's 10, it's Chayv L'Varach B'Shem, then they have to add Hashem's name. To Hainu Shem B'Varach, Amen B'Varach, Elokeinu Shalchanu Mishalai. Right? We add Elokeinu when you have a minion. Right? V'lo Yamar Nevarach L'Elokeinu. Don't say L'Elokeinu. Since the chayav to say Hashem's name, asurun lechalek, you're not allowed to separate. You can't split up once because then you're going to make a loss of saying Hashem's name. Unless they're 20 or yoiser, then azmutarim lechalek sheyishar lechal chavura zimun b'shem. Because then at least each chavura will have a zimun with Hashem's name. Im tam is zaman ba'asara. If 10 make a mistake, and they forgot Hashem's name. That's a fairly common occurrence. And they're not allowed to go back and say mizuman. Since they're already yotze the chiyuv zimun, ela shebitlu mitzvus haskaras Hashem. They were mevatel saying Hashem's name. When it's an avera that will never be able to be fixed. Right. That's the same lashon that we talk about any time related mitzvah that you didn't do. That's called a mu'uvah shaleyuchal liskon. But if they didn't yet answer, meaning as long as the people didn't answer nevarich baruch shalchan l'mishaloi, they didn't answer anything, so then he can go back and say lekenu. Right? Fine. Let's say 7 are eating bread and 3 eat fruit. They're drinking. Meaning, if they drink a kezias or a revius, so they can make a mizum b'shem. Everybody's moided that it's sagi peres u'mashka. Mitzvah lahadar achar asoro levaruch b'shem, and it's a mitzvah to go after 10. Same thing as before. The same way it's a mitzvah to go to a mizuman, it's a mitzvah to go with 10. Avalim rak shisha achlu pas. If only 6 ate bread, any mechalim l'zam b'shem, they cannot make a mizuman b'shem. Right? Because the ruba d'minkav, you need, for whatever reason, here you need 7. 6 is not enough. Right? Because it needs to be something, needs to be a majority that's recognizable. Tezvav, kol sha achlu b'yachad, afilu any time they have about 10 people eating together or 3 people eating together, even if they didn't eat the whole suda together, they sat down to eat and they made a bracha birchas hamayitzi. Even if everybody's eating their own bread, since they all were kaveh together, whether it's 10, whether it's 20, they're not rishayin to split up. Right, this is a big problem by chasanas, but let's finish this this paragraph first. Right, v'afilu echad writes a ligmar sudasa kaidim shiugmar achem. Even if one wants to finish the suda before everybody else, ain't a rishon l'chali, he's not allowed to leave. Avlim lo kavu atzim b'tchilas suda, but if they were not kaveya themselves b'tchilas suda, ela shalachas shnayim kvar ochlu, if 2 guys already ate. Even if they only ate a kezayis, and then the 3rd comes, sits down with them. If he eats together, if he finishes together with them, he's chayav b'zimun. But if he finishes his suda before them, since he didn't start with them, and he didn't finish with them, then he's allowed to bench by himself. Meaning, so basically, if the guy shows up a little later, then he's allowed to leave. It's a mitzvah for him to wait to say a zimun. If he's an oinus or he's scared of a loss, even if he's kaveya himself, right? Meaning he's giving you an out. He's saying if it's going to be a loss for you, etc., etc., then he's allowed to leave. But the obvious eitzah, and we did it today, one of my kids didn't feel well, so right after the first course, he wanted to leave the suda, but he has a chiv to bench, so he made a mezuman. We all answered, and that's it. If it's not important, it needs to be machmer. Most common application of this is by a chasana. You sit down to eat, you wash, and now you're stuck. You got to wait till they bench. Now, you may want to leave the chasana way before the benching. So, how do you do this? Right? So, how do you do that? So, it's a problem. So, Rav Moshe Feinstein has an etzah that not everybody agrees with. Rav Moshe Feinstein's etzah is that you make a t'nai that you're not eating together with everybody else. Right? So, and Memela, that works.
Well, you're certainly not eating with the chasan and kala because they never come out.
Right, but you still have a, you have, so you have two issues actually, because you can really get 10 people to bench and then you're fine. The problem is you also have a chi of Sheva brachas. So imagine you go over to Baal Simcha and say, hey, buddy, we're leaving now after the first dance. We want to make Sheva brachas. And then those 10 make a Sheva brachas. And then that doesn't mean they can't make Sheva brachas later. They can make Sheva brachas later too. Right? But in that case, they probably don't eat together with the chasan and kala because the chasan and kala probably didn't wash it.
Yeah, but no one does that.
No, they don't. No, they don't do that because it's not pasha that you can do that. But the point is that if you know you're going to be eating by a chasana and you're going to be leaving early, so then I mean that the meaning is to do Ramesh's tonight that you're not eating together with everybody.
So then maybe the Chasan and Kala can get all of the Sheva Brachas out in that first night.
Whoa. Yeah, but okay, but that's the thing. You really don't need to have, right? But you don't really don't need to have show. You don't need to have seven. You can just it's. You can only have one if you really want. Everybody gets crazy with this, but you really don't need to. And by the way, women who bench early because they want to leave the meal or da, 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 women have the same chiyuv. We'll see that in tomorrow's kitzur. So women should also, if they know that they're going to bench before the men, should also have this tanai in mind.
But
Tezayin.
go tell your wife that.
I do. What should I tell you? Yeah.
One second, you're sitting down with seven, eight people in your house, and your wife and you, the women make it tonight that they're not eating with everybody else? I understand at a wedding where there's hundreds of people. But now you have eight people are sitting down at the table. You and a couple of you, your wife, and a couple of kids. And now you're gonna, and your wife and the women say we're not eating with everybody else. That's the tonight.
They're not eating with everybody anyway at a
They are
chasana.
eating with everybody. They're just benching 60 seconds before because they don't want to wait for you to finish talking.
But the women are by themselves or with the other women. They're not with the
Not in the
men.
house.
Okay. Yeah.
Not in my house. They don't sit in a separate room.
But a chasana.
Okay, I'm not talking about a chasana. I'm talking
No,
about
but
in your
yeah,
house.
right. We're talking about even in regular
I'm talking about in your house. They're sitting at the same
Okay.
table with you, and two women, let's say, are benching 2.5 minutes earlier because they don't want to wait till you finish
No, that they
something.
shouldn't do. That they shouldn't do.
Okay.
That 100% they should do. But no, but no, sometimes the students go for much later and the women bench earlier. Yeah. Anyways.
They make this tonight at the Seder when if they're benching early because they can't stay up.
Right, same thing. But a seder also,
Right?
yes. Yeah. Yeah, Tezayin. This happens sometimes too. Three guys are eating together, and one of them forgets that they have a mezumen. And he bakes the birchas hamazon by himself. You can make a mezumen after he finishes. And he could also answer Baruch Shalchanu. But if this guy who benched already combined to somebody else, meaning there were five people sitting at the table and three made a mezumen, then he shuv ain't a yachol start with zimun, then he can't combine. And also if two made birchas and they forgot about the third guy, afilu b'fnei atzman, batal zimun, then the whole zimun is batal. Right? So meaning basically, if one forgot and benched, so then the rest can bench. They could, whatever, they can still make him zimun even though he already benched. Right? The other ones, but if two bench, then that's too much. Okay, we will stop there. Everybody should have a fine night, a good Tvoch, Surah
Thank you.
Taibas, and Naftali Liner should get some sleep.
Thank you.